We welcome each and every one of you to Grace Bible Church this morning. We're glad that you are here. In our call to worship today, I want to draw your attention to Acts chapter 6, beginning at verse 3, where we read, "Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the Word." We have a kind of a guest call to worship today. This was written many, many years ago by Andrew Murray as he quoted Dr. Robert Mott, who was a missionary. And I want to read this to you today about the power of intercession. In Acts, they were calling forth men to be deacons that would serve in the church to lighten the load of the pastor so the pastor could consume his time with prayer and with study of the Word of God. And I wanted to read this to you because I think it's very important. Mr. Woods gave this to me on Wednesday night, and it is very good, and I just want to share it with you this morning. "In his travels throughout Asia, Dr. Robert Mott was moved by the need for united prayer in the missionary endeavor. He writes, "There is no better way to serve the deepest interest of the church than by multiplying the number of real intercessors and by focusing their prayers on those situations which demand the mighty working of the Spirit of God. Far more important than any service we can give to missions is that of helping to release the superhuman energy of prayer. Immeasurably more important than any other work is the linking of all we do to the fountain of divine life and energy. The Christian world not only has a right to expect missionary leaders to set forth the facts and methods of the work, but also a larger discovery of superhuman resources and spiritual power." Murray goes on to say, "And where is there a greater need of focusing the united intercession of Christians than on the great army of missionaries? They tell of their need for the presence and power of God's Spirit in their life and work. They long for the experience of the abiding presence and power of Christ every day. They need it. They have a right to it. Shouldn't we become a part of that great army that pleads with God for the power which is so absolutely necessary for effective work?" Andrew Murray was making the point that missions was a focus upon which we should put our prayer. But I want us to note this morning that as he called forth men of honest report and full of the Holy Spirit to labor in the church, that his desire was for there to be an army of intercessors to pray for each other. You know what, folks? As we go darker and darker in this country, and as the move is away from the work of God and any kind of Christianity, we're seeing just remarkable strides in the opposite direction. We need to pray for each other. We need an army of folks who will pray not only for missionaries, but will pray for the person across the pew, that will reach out to somebody else in the church, that will be praying. Listen, we need supernatural work of God in everybody's heart, and it means everybody has to be praying. And if you're not taking up the mantle of prayer, then you're not worshiping. You can call whatever you're doing what you want to call it, but it's not worship. If you are not energized to pray for folks in your own church family and uphold them before the Lord and to bring them and seek God's power in their life, then you can talk about loving the brethren, but you don't. This is where the rubber meets the road. I talked to a pastor this week who is struggling with all kinds of problems in his church, and he said the biggest problem is they're not praying for each other. And all I could say, yes, that's true. We find that to be the case. We've got so many other things that we think are important, and they're not. They're not important. But praying for each other and upholding each other before the throne of grace, oh, that's a far more difficult work than it is to criticize somebody or to think ill of somebody else in the church, or to allow a critical spirit to come into your heart and life, or allow God's grace not to work in your heart. It's easy to substitute, we'll put it this way, missionaries in that spot. Oh, we'll pray for our missionaries. But to pray for each other somehow doesn't rise to that level. I want to tell you something, folks. If you're not praying, for the folks in your own church family, and you're only limiting it to missionaries out on the foreign fields, then you are missing the point. Each one of us needs the prayer of each one of us. And that means sacrificing time. That means cutting out other things in your life so that you spend time praying for God's people in God's church. So that we can, together corporately, worship Him with a unity and a harmony that is unmatched by what this world has. And it starts on your knees. That's where it starts. And so, let me encourage you this morning. If you want to worship God, you've come here today to worship God. Are you praying for the people of God in this church that they might worship God, that they might live, and also praying for those that you may not particularly care for? Can you do that? Can you honor the Lord with your life in that regard? You say, well, I don't know if I can do that. Then you ask God for an extra measure of grace. He'll provide it. And He'll get you through that hurdle. And then as you begin to pray for other people and you're concerned about other people, you know what happens? The spirit of discord erases and the spirit of encouragement takes the spot. And so I want to encourage you. We're living in dark days, folks. We're living in difficult days. We have got people that are running from this book. And we need to be running to this book. Every single one of us need to run to this book and find our strength and find our encouragement and find our wisdom from this book so that we can interact and live together and in harmony and peace so that we can advance for God until He comes. Don't you want to take ground for God? Well, I tell you what, we've got a lost and dying world. And you know, every second that goes by, somebody just went off into eternity. Every second. Not just one, but more than one. And we have the truth. We have the gospel. And we need to put our hearts together and knit our hearts together in prayer to the one who has the power. The one who can deliver. The one who can strengthen. The one who can give us what we need. And so may God help us today as we've gathered together, as we sing the hymns, as we unify our hearts in prayer, as we unify our hearts around the Word of God, let us care for each other by sacrificing time on our knees for each other. That's how love grows in the fellowship. And we need that more than ever today.